Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Mitt and Dad Show, where we dive deep into the chaos, comedy, and journey of parenting and everything in between. I'm your host, Matt Tillman, coming to you with another episode aimed at making your hectic life hopefully just a bit more manageable. So today we're tackling a tool that might just be your new best friend in the fight against feeling swamped, also known as the mighty brain dump. Ever feel like your brain is a browser with too many tabs open? I know I sure do. At times, but if you do, you're definitely not alone. We're going to explore how clearing out those mental tabs can not just declutter your mind, but help you regain control and reduce stress. But also, I'm really excited to hear your thoughts on this, as I think there aren't enough people who take advantage of doing this. So don't forget, you can weigh in on today's topic through our poll on Spotify. Have you ever tried a brain dump? And if so, did it help you feel less overwhelmed? I can't wait to see your responses and discuss how this simple tool can make a big difference. And if you do decide to write in or chime in, I'd be happy to give you a shout out on a future episode as well, if you feel so inclined. So grab your coffee and let's get into it. Right, let's dive into what a brain dump actually is. So what I want you to do is think of a brain dump as a mental purge, a way to get all those swirling thoughts out of your head and onto something a bit more tangible, like paper or a digital note. It's not just any kind of note taking, it's more like a stream of consciousness where you jot down whatever comes to mind without worrying about order or priority. So a brain dump can be about anything, like work tasks, family obligations, random ideas, or even the fleeting thoughts that might nag at you throughout the day. The key here is not to filter or organize these thoughts as you go. It's all about getting them out of your head. You're essentially clearing space in your mental RAM so that you can focus more effectively on what actually needs your attention. Now, you might be wondering, how is this different from regular note-taking or even journaling? Well, traditional note-taking usually involves organizing your thoughts around a specific topic or goal. Journaling, while somewhat similar to a brain dump, often focuses on exploring feelings or documenting experiences in a structured way. A brain dump, on the other hand, is totally unstructured. It's all about unloading everything that's on your mind at that moment, no rules, no filters. So, why is this useful? In our next segment, I'll delve into the signs that might indicate you need a brain dump and how this simple tool can turn the tide in your battle against overwhelm. So, now that we understand what a brain dump is, let's identify when you might need one. Recognizing the signs that you're overwhelmed and could benefit from a brain dump is crucial. It's like knowing when to take a deep breath before diving back into the pool. Timing can make all the difference. So first up, you might notice that your mind is constantly racing, jumping from one thought to another without a break. It's like having a mental tab open for every single thing you need to do, want to do, or forgot to do. If you're lying awake at night cataloging groceries or rehashing conversations from 3 days ago, it's a pretty clear sign that your mind is probably overloaded. Another signal might be procrastination. So when you're overwhelmed, it's common to avoid tasks, even small ones, because your brain doesn't know where to start. Everything feels equally urgent and important, which can paralyze your decision-making. Feeling irritable or unusually stressed over small things can also indicate that your mental clutter is getting too much. It's like when your computer slows down because there are too many background applications running. Your brain needs a reboot. And let's not forget the physical signs like headaches, tension, fatigue. These can all be symptoms of carrying too much mental load. A brain dump can serve as a release valve, easing some of that pressure. So, in each of these scenarios, a brain dump can help by giving you a way to externalize all those thoughts. It's like taking all the tabs you have open in your mental browser and putting them into into a document where you can see them clearly. This process not only helps reduce the immediate feeling of being overwhelmed, but also sets the stage for better organization and prioritization, which we'll talk about in our next section. But before we get into the benefits, let's take a moment to hear from our partners at Bullet Journal, another great way that you can clear your mind and get 10% off at the link below in the show notes. So, are you looking to get organized and keep your thoughts neatly arranged? Then you've got to check out the Bullet Journal. It's the perfect tool to track your past, organize the present, and plan for the future. And the best part, you can get 10% off. So, either just visit the link in our show notes or head on over to Bullet Journal. That's BULLETJOURNAL.com and use my coupon code Matthew Tillman, my name, MATTHEWTILMANN at checkout, and don't miss out and start your journey today with a clearer mind. So with that, having recognized when you might need a brain dump, let's explore the benefits of making this a part of your routine. It's not just about getting thoughts out of your head, it's about what happens after, the relief and clarity that follow. First off, a brain dump can significantly decrease stress and anxiety, and when you transfer your internal thoughts to an external medium, you're essentially decluttering your mind. This mental clarity can lead to a calmer state of mind because you're no longer juggling all those thoughts internally. Think of it like cleaning up a messy room. The process might be chaotic, but the end result is a more peaceful and usually functional space. Another major benefit is the boost in productivity. With all your thoughts laid out in front of you, it becomes easier to prioritize. You can see which tasks are critical and which can wait. This helps in making more informed decisions about how to allocate your time and energy, which is especially crucial for, say, parents who might be balancing family life with both personal and professional responsibilities. Brain dumps can also enhance creativity. So with all of your clutter out of the way, there's more room for creative thinking. You might find connections between ideas that you hadn't noticed before or come up with solutions to problems it seemed impossible. It's like giving your brain a new playground to explore once the old worn-out equipment is cleared out. So let's not forget the long-term benefits. Regular brain dumps can help you develop better mental habits. You become more adept at recognizing what's truly bothering you and dealing with it appropriately, rather than letting it simmer and grow. Over time, this practice can lead to hopeful improved mental health and even greater emotional resilience for you. So in the next segment, we'll walk through how to perform an effective brain dump. It's all about turning this concept into a practical tool that you can use whenever you happen to feel overwhelmed. So, how exactly do you perform an effective brain dump? It's simpler than you might think, and you can start right now, even as you're listening to this podcast. Here's a step-by-step guide to help you get started. First, choose your medium. Decide whether you want to write things down on paper or use a digital tool. Some folks happen to find the act of writing by hand therapeutic, while others prefer the speed and flexibility of digital notes, like, say, Apple Notes or Evernote or whatever you choose. Make sure it's easily accessible and comfortable for you. Step two, set a timer. Especially if you're new to this, setting a timer can help the session stay focused. Start with just 5 or 10 minutes. That's enough to unload a lot of thoughts without feeling like it's a huge commitment. Step three, write everything down. And I mean everything. Begin writing down anything and everything that comes to mind. Don't worry about making sense or being neat. No thought is too small or too trivial. If it's taking up space in your mind, it goes on the paper or screen. Step four, avoid judgment. This is crucial. The point of a brain dump is not to solve problems, but to acknowledge them. Don't analyze or critique your thoughts as you write them down. Just let them flow. Step five, continue until you feel lighter. Keep going until you feel a sense of relief or even until your timer goes off. You might be surprised by how much you can release in just one short session. Step 6, review. After you're done, give yourself a break before coming back to your notes. Go outside, get some fresh air, refill your water. When you do, look them over and start organizing them into categories like urgent, later, or delegate. This helps you transition from dumping to doing. Step 7, take action. Decide one or two immediate actions you can take based on your organized thoughts. This might be tackling an urgent task or scheduling a future time to deal with others. The key is to use the clarity you've gained to take productive steps forward. So there you have it, your guide to performing a brain dump. It's a straightforward process, but don't underestimate its power. By making this a regular practice, you can keep your mental space clear and more organized, which is essential for anyone juggling the demands of modern life. In the next section, we'll talk about how to integrate brain dumps into your daily routine, ensuring this tool works for you consistently and effectively. Now that we've covered how to perform a brain dump, let's talk about how you can make this practice a regular part of your daily routine. Integrating brain dumps effectively can help ensure you consistently reap the benefits of this powerful tool. First, make it a habit. Schedule a regular time for your brain dumps. This could be first thing in the morning to clear your mind before the day begins, or in the evening to unwind and process the day's events. The key is consistency. Even if it's just a few minutes each day, setting aside a dedicated time helps establish this as a habit. Next, create a conducive environment. Find a quiet spot where you won't be disturbed. This could be your home office, a cozy corner of your living room, or even a park bench. If you prefer digital tools, consider using apps that sync across your devices so that you can dump those thoughts as they come, no matter where you are. Next, use prompts. If you find yourself staring blankly at the page, use prompts to help get the juices flowing. Questions like, what's occupying my mind right now, or what tasks are making me feel anxious, can prompt responses that might not come immediately to mind. Next, combine it with other routines. Link your brain dump with other daily activities to help strengthen up the habit. So for instance, you could make a habit of doing your brain dump after your morning coffee or right before you start your workday. Associating it with an already established routine can help make it easier to remember and stick to. Then review and reflect. Make time at least once a week to go back through your brain dumps. This isn't just about keeping your thoughts organized. It's about reflecting on what's consistently worrying you and seeing patterns. Over time, you might find solutions to recurring issues or get insights into managing your responsibilities better. Finally, be flexible and adjust your brain dumping process as your life changes. What works for you now might need tweaking in the future. The important thing is to keep the practice aligned with your needs so it remains beneficial. So with that, there you go. Before we wrap up today's episode, don't forget to participate in our poll on Spotify. The question for today is, have you ever tried doing a brain dump before? How did it affect your feeling of being overwhelmed? I'm really interested in hearing whether this technique has worked for you and how it has impacted your daily life. Your responses not only help us learn and grow together, but also help shape the content of this podcast. And you never know, what's worked for you might also work for others too. So definitely feel free to comment on the poll and write in. And so that brings us to the end of our episode on the power of a brain dump to help clear mental clutter. I hope you found these insights helpful and that you're inspired to give brain dumping a try. If it resonated with you, don't hesitate to leave a 5-star review and share this podcast with others who might benefit from today's topic. Remember, every share and every review helps us reach more people and grow our community and podcast. And if you feel called to help support my work further, you can do so for less than the cost of a cup of coffee a month. Every bit of support helps to keep this show going and makes a huge difference in what we can do together. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of this journey with me. Subscribe if you haven't already so you don't miss our next episode, where we'll explore another aspect of parenting life and finding balance amidst the chaos and comedy in between. Until next time, keep making space for yourself and let's keep making those positive changes together. Take care, everyone. We'll see you next time.